Pashas Masse steht im Posseg Zavis Bnei Yisroel und Nosn Levi Menachas Achuzasim Ormung Shabbos. So Mitzvah in the Torah, one of the Tag Mitzvahs is for Klai Yisroel, so Mitzvah in Klai Yisroel, to give to Shevet Levi, Orim, cities, Orim Levi to live in, Pashas to live in. The reason is because the Shevet Levi does not have their own chelik in Eretz Yisroel, they're not given a nachla in Eretz Yisroel, so there's a mitzvah saying in the Torah that Klai Yisroel should give them Orim, cities to live in. There's also a law in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Pashas Korach, the pasuk says, Yirin l'kahan l'hanavim kol Shevet Levi chenik benachlem Yisrael. Basim w'sinchol. The law in the Torah, at least to say, the Levi should not take a chelik in the Yerusha. If a Levi goes and tries to take a chelik in the Yerusha, that's a law in the Torah. There's one more pasuk in Pashas Shoftim that says the same thing, Yirin l'kahan l'hanavim kol Shevet Levi chenik benachlem Yisrael. This law is written twice. Shtukal Or, in the chinuch of Mitzvah Tavches, it brings down the Mitzvah Tasei, that Klai Yisroel should give the Levim Orim Levim, and in mitzvah Tavkuf Dalet, he counts the mitzvah Loisa say, and there he counts the mitzvah Loisa say from the pasuk of Pasha Shoftim of why does he bring down the pasuk from Pasha's Shoftim, not the first pasuk of Pasha's Korach? Sounds like he's bringing down the second pasuk. That's the place to say from Shoftim, not the pasuk in Pashas Korach. The Rambam brings both pasukim. The Rambam Peggy Gimel Lishmi Devir Alach Yud. He brings down this a lav in the Torah. The place to say that Shevet Levi should not get a chelik in Eretz Yisroel. He brings down both pasukim, the pasuk in Pashas Korach, pasuk in Pashas Shoftim. And the Rambam does say also he teaches the pasuk of Leir and Lekanim and Leir Shevet Levi chelik benachla. What's the double lashon chelik benachla? Chelik means ubiza. When Klai Yisroel would capture the Eretz Zion moment, they would capture the Eretz Yisroel, besides capturing the land, they also got biza. They also got the shalol, the booty, the spoils. They got money. They took the money that they captured, and they took metalkalim, movable objects, and that also belonged to Klai Yisroel. So the Rambam says that was divided up between all the Yidden, all that money that they captured also. That's called biza. And that biza also was not given to the Levim. The Levim did not have a chelik, not in the biza, and not in the chelik benachla means chelik biza, benachla baretz. So it was not given to the Levim.
Midian
they didn't get a chelik either, but Midian they were given trumas and maises. It's a different Indian. It was divided up by Klai Yisroel, and then Klai Yisroel went and gave trumas, gave an Indian for truma to Shevet Levi. That was a different cheshbon. But the etzem chelik they also did not get. They only got truma from it. That was special because they asked to give chum. Normally, chum is given, mice is given from payers. Special halacha that from Mechamas Midian they were given. It wasn't. They only got after Mechamishim, right?
Mechamishim.
Right. They got a small amount. They didn't get the same amount as everybody else. Right. But Chayiba went from the Eretz Zion moment. They didn't get anything. That's so. The Rambam says the lab goes on both. They should not get a chel b'biza and they should not get a nachle b'aretz. And the Rambam zogt. Ben Levi a coin should not chelik b'biza loika. If Ben Levi goes and he grabs some of it, he goes and tries to take some of the biza, he gets malchus. Because it's lav in the Torah, it's lav shishur meisus. If you have your lav in the Torah, if you do the lav, you get malchus. V'im notol ben nachla baritz ma'viu nesem mena. But the Rambam does say if they try to take a chelik in Eretz Yisroel, then they don't get malchus. Then the Rambam's mashma, they don't get malchus. Just we take it away from them. If they go and try to take something from Eretz Yisroel, that they don't get. So the Vash tells him this, and he says manashach. I mean, it's all one lav, it's all one pasuk. The Rambam is teaching the pasuk that they should not have chen benachla in Eretz Yisroel, they should not have chen b'viza, and they should not have nachla b'aretz. How come on the part? Why is it that the part of the chen b'viza, if they do it, they get malchus, and if they do the chen benachla, if they try to take benachla, they don't get malchus. You just take away from them. What's the difference? So the Vaz wants to say he says, "Chayr, this is a laugh in Yitzchak Leishavai." We find it's a Gemara in Makkos Daf Tzayin and Aleph, and the Rambam passes this in Perek Aleph of Geneva, Loch Aleph, and also in Perek Aleph of Gzeila Loch Aleph. The Rambam says that on the lav of Geneva and Gzeila, there's no Malkus. One reason the Gemara talks about it is because it's a lav nit kaseh, because the Torah gave you a lav and said, and then gave you a mitzaseh of a Shabbos Gzeila, Shabbos Geneva. But the other reason the Gemara says, even if you don't hold a lav nit kaseh, the Gemara says lav nit kaseh. It's a lav that's it's given to return. You have to know what that means, but when you see the Gemara says a klal, then you have nothing like shava, and if you still give back the money, it's like a lav, it's a big lav, but there's no malchus on it. As a man, he wants to say, maybe here also, this should be a lav in the Neshavim. In case the Nevi'im would take the Biza, they give it back. They take the Nachla, they take the Aretz, they could give it back. So that would really answer why there's no Malkus on the Aretz. Why when they take the, if they take a portion of the land, there's no Malkus, maybe it goes to the Neshavim. You give it back. But the Kash is, why by Biza is the yes Malkus? Why is there Malkus by Biza? Why isn't it a lav in the Neshavim? So the Vaz says, maybe he's talking about where they ate it already. Let's say his biza was food. They captured some bread and they ate it, so they can't get back the bread. But it's still shver, because by Geneva, you don't get malchus even if you steal bread and eat it, food and eat it, because it's nothing like shoving the dumim. You can give back the value of it. So here also in the biza, why is there no malchus? You can give it back. So the Vaz basically wants to say, for some reason, this is not called a lav in nothing like shoving, like Geneva and Gzeva. And maybe the reason why by the Aretz, if they take a chalak in the land, there's no malchus, is because we have a klal, the kakein and exelus. Kakein you can't really take because it's still there. We just tell you, like, leave. You know, you sat on this property, you're trying to take it, but we just tell you to leave, and nothing changed with the kakein and exelus. It's a gemara, kakein and exelus is a gemara in Sukkot, Daf Lamed Aleph, and Baba Kama, Tzadakei, and again, other things. But it's still shred to understand that he doesn't really answer. Why by Biza is there Malkus? Why don't we call it a Lama Nitin Neshavim? The same as every Genev, every Gzeva. The Mishnah also talks about this, the Machas Chinuch talks about it also, and Mitzvah of Kavtar, and they all seem to be like Shver. So, just Lachay Makusha, I'm thinking maybe the Chiluk is that the Inyan of a Lama Nitin Neshavim maybe only applies to something that had a Bailam. It originally belonged to somebody, and then you did a Lama, you took it from him, and now you want to return it to the same Bailam. Over here, by the Biza and the Nachla, before the Chalukah, it didn't belong to anybody. There was no Bailam. If anything, you say, Svar really belonged to Gantz Klai Yisrael, really belonged to the Levi'im the same way it belonged to every other Shevet. It belonged to them the same way. It's just the Torah gave a lav and told the Levi'im to abstain. Don't really, the Gantz Klai Yisrael captured this, and they're going to divide it, and you have a Chalik gave everybody else, and the Torah gave you a lav, abstain, don't take your Chalik. Let it go to everybody else. But in case the Levi's over, and the Levi takes his Chalik, he took his chelik already, Mashas also. He took his chelik, he was over the lab, and it's not the Tungay Shavim, because who are you going to return it to? There is no Bailam. It never belonged to anyone to begin with. And it's not Peshat, it belongs specifically to the other Shvatim, it belonged to Gan's Klai Yisrael. And your mitzvah Leisa say was to abstain, not to take it. And you were over, and you went and took it. And that's not called the Tungay Shavim. It was done already. There's no way to fix it.
So when a Kohen takes a Tshumna, you say it belongs to Shev Shev because it wouldn't be
if he steals Tshuma without Rishus?
Yeah.
Because there's no original Bailam. And he's part of the Shevet also, maybe in FI. Maybe it won't be Nitin Leshavim. Maybe. I don't even know if there'll be a lab, you have to know how that works. Yeah. Okay, it's a Shreya Svara, but the mice, when you see this pasuk, then the Yir Shevet Levi, Chay Venachla, it's just no,
it's Pasha Tai.
Oh, and by kake it wouldn't be a problem because kake in the zealous. In the zealous, nothing changed. It's in kake. But once when we see this possible, you shave a lady, chenk benachla, because we know Salosa say, it's a lab for the lady to take it, and chelik means chenk bebiza, and nachla means they should not take a chelik in the arts. And the Amzach, they take a bebiza, the chay malchus, and they take the arts, the nachay malchus. And the Mfash Mshtang and the Wari, we're trying to explain it. There's a Hasogas arrived on this Rambam, but to me, I think if you look at it, it's clear, it seems to be a Toys at first, and this Hasogas arrived does not go on this Halacha, this Perek Yigimel Hashmit, if you have Halacha Yud, it goes on the next Halacha, Halacha Yir Aleph. In Halacha Yir Aleph, the Rambam says, Bechidish, Rambam's like Yir Ali, and there's a cloud, whenever the Rambam says the word Yir Ali, that's a code word.
It's saying stars in the wrong place.
The stars in the wrong place, I think so, yeah, if you look at it. I'll tell you what the kash is. You'll see it's going on the next halacha. It doesn't seem to fit in this halacha. The Rambam zogt yearly. Whenever the Rambam says yearly, that means it's a chiddush Rambam. There's no mokah. Whenever the Rambam says something, either it's a fairish or mokah. If there's no mokah, the Mefashim Shtel in it, they try to find a mokah in the Tesefta and Yishami where it is. When the Rambam says yearly, it seems to me that's what I'm saying. There is no mokah for this. It's his own svar. The Rambam zogt in Halchi Dan of a svar yearly. She'ain adurim amurim. This whole law that the beam is not a chelik and chelik ba'aretz of visa is enla ba'aretz shenifas on a bris la'avam yitzchak and Yaakov Yeshua b'neim and ischak on him. This whole lab only goes on the Zion moment. On the Eretz Canaan, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, that part of Eretz Yisrael goes only to rest the Klai Yisrael and Shevet Levi is not supposed to live a chelik. Avos shakar or atzei shekrevish melech and malchei Yisrael is like the Rambam, but all other lands, the Melech Malchus Yisrael goes in and it's Kavishah B'Kibush Rabban, we find in Tanakh that and it's Halacha that if Klal Yisrael needs more land, then they make a war and they go capture more land and they expand their Yisrael. They make it so a little bigger. And it has Kedushas Aretz. It's Chayim Chumas and Maisis. It's a way of doing it. The Kiddush Rabban, not Kiddush Yochid, it's again getting. If you do Kiddush Rabban, it becomes a Yisrael. And those extra portions, like the Rambam, Shevet Levi has a Chalik. When they go and they capture extra land, then they divide it equally among Gans Klal Yisrael. And Shevet Levi also has a Chalik over there. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. So in that's what the Rabbi Zog is. If you can derive it, the Rabbi asks that if Shevet Levi has a chelik over there, so why is there Maisa? Why do we give Chumas and Maisas? Because the reason why we give Chumas and Maisas is because the Kanu and Avim don't have their own chelik. But over here, in this land, they do have a chelik. So why are we giving them Chumas? Why are they getting a chelik and also getting Chumas and Maisas from everybody else's food surveyors? Does that affect the Rabbi? It doesn't seem to be fair. And that's called Kfar Halacha. When they eat on Tait Sirol, they also get Chumas and Maisas. They also give Chumas and Maisas. So it's like the rabbit on the Rambam. That's what the rabbit holds, that even when you expand it, so Shevet Levi does not get a portion over there. And only and they get Shumas and Maisis. That's his kasha. And the second kasha is from Mechemes Midian. It says, by Mechemes Midian, we see that Shevet Levi did not get a chelik in the Biza. In the Biza. Like we were saying before, they had Maisa from there, the Shumas from it. They were giving Echem Echemishim, a small portion, like a Matana, but not have a chelik. So I think the Rebbe's kasha is, if the Rambam holds that anything that was captured after the Zion moment, if there's Canaan, does not go to Shevet Levi, which was before Eretz Canaan, they also should not get. They also should get. If the Rambam holds that anything was captured after the Zion moment, the Shevet Levi would get a chelik, then they should get a chelik on anything that was before also. And it was just that in Zion moment that Shevet Levi did not get. But we see by Mechemes Minyan the Shevet Levi did not get. So in Chayit Saraya,
talking about the
Biza. Well, Biza is the same thing as Nachla. It goes together. It's one pasuk. Biza and Nachla Baritz. That's the second kasha. So on the second kasha, the Rabbi the Chayit maybe be mechad between before and after. The Rabbi holds it's the same thing, but you can say the Rambam is only mechadish that after the whole thing is finished, Chayit Benachla is only in the beginning, including before, including Mechemes Minyan that Shevet Levi does not get. And they don't get a chelik in Eretz Canaan either, from the Zion moment. But anything that happened afterwards, they don't have to was on holes that Shevet Levi did get. Maybe that's not such a big kasha, but the first kasha in Chayez is like a kasha. If Shevet Levi is getting a chelik in all the lands that they expand their Yisrael, so why is it Chumas and Maisis in all the land that you expand from Yisrael?
The Kesef Mishnah learns that the Ram holds that
Echad Mechamishim is Biza. But they're not getting regular chelik, they're not getting 112. It's in Biza, it is
so in Biza. So if it's Biza, it's a Raya, then it's different. If I can't, he says, Amen is a Raya to Rama. That's how this
mission was wrong. Okay, I'm sure I have to see it. But I'm thinking that maybe the Teretz is, Chumas and Maisis we know, besides the din of Matan Skahun and Matan Sevilla, is also a din of Kedushas Aretz. The Peiris are very strong, a Tevel. It's also in Tevel. Every peri you're not allowed to eat until you take off Chumas and Maisis. And peri grows is Tevel. It's a lot of them also. You have to take off Chumas and Maisis, Pasha, to be Matthew the peri. And the halacha is Pasha that, let's say there's no Kohen or Levi anywhere around. Let's say the closest Kohen or Levi is a 3-day trip, and this peris will be spoiled by then. If I take off Chumas and Maisis, there's no way I can give it to a Kohen or Levi. There's no one in the area. It's going to go on the ground. It doesn't make a difference. You still have to take off Chumas and Maisis and just leave it there. If it goes to Ibud, it goes to Ibud. But to be Mati, the Paris for Achina, there's a din Chumas and Maisis. You have to be Mafish Chumas and Maisis, Pasha to be Mati and Tevel. And it's a din in Chayim Kedushas Aretz. So we once spoke about Smachoika sitting around in the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs. If it's one mitzvah, Hafrosh Chumas and Maisis, and the Sina Chumas and Maisis, is that counted as one mitzvah in Tag Mitzvahs, or is it counted as two, the Hafrosh and the Nasina? But upon him, there's a din Hafrosh itself. So maybe that's a teretz. Even if though Shevet Levi has a chelik in these aratzais, but it still has Kedushas Aretz, if it's Kedushas Aretz, the peiris, you have to take off Chumas and Maisis, Pashut for the peiri itself, but it didn't tevel to be mashed to the peiri. And once you take off Chumas and Maisis, what are you going to do with it? Chumas and Maisis, the chetz is, it's given to Kahan and Levim. Maybe that's why it's given to Kahan and Levim. So it's not a raya that they don't have a chelik there. And then also one more story, maybe key to it is that it's coming to... Maybe
Ishmael.
No, not Asa. But that's what maybe it's all part of the Chesed reminds. And one more, just one thing, maybe one more Shukot Eretz is maybe it's Chayof that they didn't get in Eretz Canaan, therefore it's coming to the Chumas and Maisis everywhere. They took a gap, a Chayof in the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, but they still got less than everybody else, so we're always paying them back for the partner's kanan that they didn't get, and therefore we give them Trumas Amaisis even in this part of the expansion.
Could be the only reason the Rebbe table is because there's a chayv to give to them. Who says
that's the Rebbe. Okay, that's the Rebbe. And if there's no chayv, there shouldn't be a chalois chayv table. But I wanted to say that besides the chayv and it's coming to them because they didn't get chayv, it's also Kedushas Aretz shaft table that you have to be machshir the pairs. And for that, it's okay to give it. And maybe, I don't know if you hear this svar, is also svar, that there's always a chayv to them, that they didn't get a chayv in Yisrael, so we always have to give them, even here, they take a chayv in expansion, but keep on giving them extra mice to make up that they didn't get a chayv in Yisrael. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavches, Esan, he says the Santa Shaila, in according to the Rambam, that when they expand the Yisrael and they capture extra land, the Levim do get a chelak in it, was there still Mitzvah say to give them Ari Levim? Was there still Mitzvah to give them cities? They got their own chelak, there's still Mitzvah to give them cities. According to the Rambam, that they have no chelak, then it's Pasha they would get, you have to give them Ari Levim there also. They needed more space, so obviously the Levim also need a place to live. But according to Rambam, that they got their own chinuch, did they get Ari Levim also? So what's the shayla? So Michas Chinuch says, you can the chinuch says very clearly that the whole mitzvah of Ari Levim, there's a reason for it. The reason is because they need a place to live. The chinuch is Shanish, and Stavu Yisrael, Lost Yisrael, Sheva Leva, Arum Lusheves Behen. Ach Hashem Lam Chen Boros. They have to have cities to live in because they have no chelik. They need a place to live, them, the children, and the behemoths. That's why we give them cities to live in. In the expansion, when they expanded Eretz Yisrael and they captured the lands, they had already a chalik. You don't have to give them cities to live in because they had a place. The Rambam doesn't say this reason, so maybe Quintam is a Kosov. You have to give Arim or Levim, so maybe it'll come out that even though they got a chalik, this extra rotsis that would nichbash b'kibush avim, this still would be a din to give Ari Levim, as Achidish wants to say. Meister Michas Chinuch is not mistaber. It's not mistaber to say that they got a chen like everybody else, plus we give them extra cities, they should have more than everybody else. Not mistaber. But again, I think that's only when they give the Arim. But when they give Trumas and Meisus, there's a svara to say that the Peiris itself are mechuyv in Trumas and Meisus, have a need to have a fresh show. The Peiris himself, because Kedush Zaretz are tevel. And that's not so schwer, the Rebbe's kasha. Why, even going to Rambam, they would get Trumas Amaisis.
The whole thing that you're saying to the Rebbe, the whole Rebbe, it says that they get Truma because they didn't take land. It's not what it says in the Torah. The Torah says they take Truma because Chelav Avadascha.
That's Truma. That's Truma, but not Maisis. Right. It says the Kahanim got Truma, Chelav Avadascha, like a payment for the Avoid of Mitzvah Mikdash. Even though Nevi'im also, but it doesn't say that.
That's not about Nevi'im.
I think
don't
it doesn't say it.
The Rambam says is because they shouldn't be busy.
Shaman Hossa.
Right.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Right.
Have,
right. We're
going to
get that. Right.
It's not the switch. Faket. The switch is Chelav Avadascha. If you're not giving them land, faket. It's Tamshva. Why would you give them land? They shouldn't be busy with these things. They're supposed to be busy with other things.
Right.
And the Rambam says it's Chelav. That's the Rambam himself. Mm-hmm. The next Rambam says that it's Chelav Avadascha.
Okay, back on. This is the Machlokes Rambam and the Rebbe. When they added on to Yisrael, keep a Shabbat if the Levim got a chelik over there or not. The Santa Gemara in Babasa and Yishneich and the Kuchav Beis Meral, if the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a Bereisa, Asida Yisrael should deschal the Shlish Asa Shvatim. Then also love, when Mashiach comes, Rabbi Shlishi, they're going to divide Yisrael to 13 Shvatim. The Gemara brings a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Shnema, Shah Ruvain Echad, Shah Yehuda Echad, Shah Levi Echad. And the Pasuk goes weiter. So the Bryson says a chiddush that, but Nosa Lovo, Mashiach comes, Sheva Levi is going to get a chelik in Yitzchol. It's going to be different. They're going to divide over Yitzchol into 13 parts. And the cheshbon of 13 is that Ephraim and Menashe are going to be one chelik. It's not like the first chaluka when Ephraim and Menashe were two chalukim. Ephraim and Menashe are going to be one chelik. It's going to be Sheva Yosef. That's 11. And the 12th is going to be Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi is going to get a chelik this time. That's a chiddush. And then the Bryson is, that's 12. Edach Laman, who's the 13th? Amrav Chizdung Anasi. Goes to the Nasi, and then brings the Pasuk, and the Shvan Taish says, Nasi means the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Big chelik. It's going to get 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael. A huge part of Eretz Yisrael is going to belong, as much as every single shave is going to belong just to Melech HaMashiach. That's a big chiddush. So the Michas Chinuch, brings the Shein Ha'ari, he says, if you look in the Rambam, Pegdal and Hilchus Melech Malchachas, he brings the second halacha. He brings down this halacha, that Nasi Lovli, when Mashiach comes and they capture Eretz Yisrael, they're going to give to the Melech HaMashiach a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to get 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael. But he's going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say 1/13. He'll get a chelik like everybody else. Oh, well, he'll get like one person. Like one person. I hear what you're asking. So it won't be so big. Okay, but the... And he's part of the Shevet also. You think he's just going to get a double portion? That's it? That's it? I'm not sure how that works. But it seems... I hear, but so it won't be so big. You're saying it won't be so big, maybe? I hear, I'm not sure myself. Okay, but Akapanam, the Rambam does, you have to see. You have to look at the Rambam closely. Peg Dalan looks from Lachem Machaches, and the Gemara in Babasuk of Chapezim Aram, that Shevet Le, the Melchim Mashiach will get a chelik in its soul. But the Rambam does not bring down the first Chesh of Reis, that Shevet Levi will get a chelik. This halacha that most love is Shevet Levi, that's a big enough gemina. That Shevet Levi will get a chelik in its soul, the Rambam doesn't say. The Melchis Chinuch, why not? So Melchis Chinuch says he found this Sefri in Pashas Kerech, that's Chayalik. The Sefri says that even Los Lovoi, who remained in Salacha, Sheva Levi does not get a Chayalik in Eretz Yisrael. But the Kasha is, why is Ram passing like the Sefri and not like the Babli? If there's a Sefri that no one's Chayalik on, we could pass like the Sefri, but if there's a Sefri that's Chayalik on the Babli, the Chayalik pass like the Babli. I wanted to hear to the Kasha. From the Mishnah Makkas, Daf Gimel, the Mishnah in the beginning of Engwein and Leikin, the Mishnah lists all the Makkas in the Torah. It tells you every case where there's Makkas in the Torah. And some of the Makkas in the Torah are only Shaykh Bizman Abayas. The Mashal talks about the Tummy Shachos, the Kurdish gets Makkas, but the Tummy eats Kachmi gets Makkas, or if someone eats Noisa, he gets Makkas. All these Makkas are only when there's a Beis Mikdash. Now, even though Rebbe was Masad the Mishnah, he said the at the end of the Tkuf of Tanayim, and that was already in Chayyaf to the Chubin, these halachas, Rabbi, was Masad Mishnah, it's been a Gael Asalavai. By the next piece of Mikdash. So the Kash is, the Ram, like we said before, said that if Shevet Levi takes Chelim Beviza, they get Malkus. How come, why is that not in the Mishnah in Malkus? Why is that Malkus not listed? It should be one of the Malkus, England Alekin should be, that if Shevet Levi takes Chelim Beviza. So it's a little bit Masha from this Mishnah, like the Bavli, because the Osalovoi, Shevet Levi will get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And just like they'll get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they get a chelik with Biza also. And what do we die? And that's, well, the Mishnah is not going to count the Malkus that were not Negei anymore. Again, this Mishnah was written after the Chorban, so why is it listing these Malkus? Because it's Negei of the next place of Mikdash. We're not going to go say a halach in the Mishnah that used to be, it'll never be again. But so this Mishnah, I think, is a raya, is also like the Bavli. This chiddush, which Bavli was out passing the cheskel that Losel Lovoi Shevet Levi will get a chelik in Eitzor. So it's like the kasha in the Rambam. Why is the Rambam passing like the Sefri and not like the Bavli Nishna Yechon and not like the Mishnah Makkas? So the Teretz is maybe the Mechasinuch is appealing the kasha on this whole Gemara, which will be kasha in the Mishnah also. But he said on the Gemara in Nishna Yechon. How can the Gemara say being passing the cheskel that Losel Lovoi Shevet Levi will get a chelik in Eitzor? So we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Tachkuf Dal, it says, "Ein Novi Rishoyin Lechadish Dava." The whole thing is based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, but a Novi cannot be Mechadish something. This is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. It's not going to change, Osa Lovi. One of the Tayag Mitzvahs is that Shevet Levi is not allowed to take a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So how can that change, Osa Lovi? So according to the Sefri in the Rambam, it's good. It's Taka doesn't change. That Lavi means. Right, but the Gemara that says that Oslovi will change and we were Medaik and the Mishnah, they're Chaylik on this Gemara in Shabbos, of Eindav Yerushay Shal Chadash Dava. They hold that the Navi can be Mechadish something, things will change in Oslovi. Okay, maybe that's Teresa. The Ram Paskin's like the Gemara in Shabbos, Eindav Yerushay Shal Chadash Dava. There's many of the Ram holds that, like the Sefri, that Oslovi will remain this Lav, the Shevet Levi will not get a Chaylik in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why Shevet Levi is not going to chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so you do with Rambam Zokt in right in the next halacha in Peki Gimel Hilchos Shmita B'Yevol Halchi Beis. The Rambam says, "V'lomo loizoch Levi benachas Eretz Yisrael b'zoso." How come Shevet Levi not going to chelik in Eretz Yisrael on the visa? So in Echav, like everyone else, so the Rambam says, "Shuvdul Navi Hashem l'shasi l'hoyes drachav Yisharim," because Shevet Levi was muvdul, was separate, that they were supposed to be over Hashem 24 hours a day, a whole day. Shneema Yerim Shlach Ma'akev and Loyachem Muhammad Nigulchem Muhammad Elohim Chel Hashem. They're like the army of Hashem. Shneema Berch Hashem Chel. Like who Baruch Hu Zechel Hashem. Shneema Nichal Luchem Nachlaskan. The Eibush will take care of them. What's going to be with their panasa? The Eibush will take care of them. That's why Shevet Levi did not get a chelik. And the famous Rambam is up in Lachi Gimel, the next halacha, V'loi Shevet Levi Bilvad. It's not only Shevet Levi, and Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Bo'olam, every person, it's another Ruchai, that he wants to be menad of himself, menad of his Ruach, V'Avinu Madayim, and he bodul Nama Yifnei Hashem Ashasim, Avdayim, Ladeyes Hashem. He wants to, Ladeyes Hashem means he wants to learn. What Ladeyes Hashem means, he wants to learn Torah. He wants to learn Kol Yomav, V'Holon Chiyosha. The person wants to be like Shevet Levi, the same way, everyone can do it. Harizen the scatters of the Ram Kush Kedoshim. A younger man that's sitting in the koil, he's kodesh kedoshim. Not just kodeshim, he's kodesh kedoshim. We have to treat him special. We have to treat him like this is kodesh kedoshim. The Hashem chalkei v'nachlosei lo'olam lo'omi yonom. And the Eibush will be his chalk v'nachlosei, not just in this world, but forever and ever. The Yizkanoi v'gam hazeh dava maspikloi. And for Panosah, the Eibush will take care of him, will give him dava maspikloi, k'moshe zocha l'kaan v'nevi'im. It's a famous Ram. Lo'y shevet le'i bilvad. It goes on anyone.
The
Kodesh
is the
Tumas
and
Masters. Okay, but the Masters is Kodesh Kodesh.
Because the other thing
was with
the
Tumas
and Masters,
and
now
it's
like
Shevet Levi Bilvad. We should give them, right? There's many psukim in the Torah from Yigiyah Kabech Kisaychel, Ashrech V'Toyvach, and some talk about working for Panasa. There's Mamor Chazal, Taif Torim Deir Cheretz. And the Rambam himself brings down these halachas of Taif Torim Deir Cheretz and Hilchos Tamei Torah. They have such a theory. Here the Rambam Hilchos Shmita Yevil says, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. Anyone that wants to just be mufresh and muvdal and not be Yosek Panasa, this is Kodesh Kedoshim. And here in Hilchos Tamei Torah he brings down the halach of Taif Torim Deir Cheretz. So the Bus of Teretz, and basically the halacha says it that the Pesukim and the Mori Chazal and the Rambam Hilchos Tamei Torah are going out derech haklal. Most people, which pushed the kids sit and learn. It's not simply you have to be a person who's mukshef who is able to sit and learn. The person cannot sit and learn. That's what the Torah is telling. That's what the Pesukim are telling you and the Chazal are telling you. You still have to learn. But the Rambam was looking for the Yechidim. The Yechidim that are able to sit and learn, be makdish themselves. That's why Shevet Levi Bilvad. They should have to do it. The bihalach has made the gadiyah. Famous gemara zaken shabbos. Habi yosu kibshim ben yichoy v'chavei rabbi may also be yodim. Many people try to do kibshim ben yichoy, not be yosek panasa, but may also be yodim. So the bihalach, the notion of chazal is habi. Many people tried and weren't also may also be yodim. But mashma mi it was matzliach. It doesn't say that everyone that tried was a matzliach. It says many people that tried were matzliach, but mi was matzliach. And meduch such that there are majegas in this. There are people who just aren't mukhsha, they don't have the kalim, they don't have the ability to learn kol yameim at all. So those people should be mekayim the psukim, taif tarim their cheretz, learn partly their cheretz. There are some people that could do it for a few years. They should do it for a few years, as much as they can. Some people could do it for more years. They should do it for more years. And there are people that could do it their whole lives. Thus is kesh kadashim. Thus tam zak this kesh kadashim.
It says, habe, also, not everybody.
Yeah. Only Habi tried. Habi tried.
Habi tried. And all of those that tried, they also
but that's
another.
Not that's not say, that's not the
saying.
Oh,
it says Habi, not all of them tried.
But that's his option. I'll read to you. The Bialach says Zeu Shem Brachas on Bavan Beis. Habi also should be Yichoy, but they also be other. What's the loyim? Dafka Habi. Says Dafka Habi, but not. But not.
Okay.
Okay. This is the Bialach. And there's one more parrot. And there's one more Indian. The Kesef Mishnah is very mayach on this Indian. Pergim Hilchos Tamei Torah Halacha Yud. Why the Inyanim of Taif Torim Deir Cheretz Lav Dafka apply today? And the Kesef Mishnah basically says that in the earlier Dairis, there was such a mitzvah that people could be oisig in Panasa and in Deir Cheretz and in Torah and still become Talmidei Chachamim. But today, and this is the Kesef Mishnah talking about in his time, hundreds of years ago, even the Zman of the Kesef Mishnah says in his time already, it wasn't shaykh to become a Talmid Chacham if you had all Panasa on your head. You had to just not think about Panasa, just sit and learn, let someone else be Doyega on your Panasa, and that's what you become a Talmid Chacham. The Shach says the same thing in your day, Simrish Mavav Sevkot and Chaf. That today, to become a Talmid Chacham, it's not Shaykh, and what are you going to have? A whole belt of shit-chistic people going just after me, just maratzim, no Talmid Chacham. You can't have a belt without Talmid Chacham. It's a meal, it's like the Kesef Mishnah and the Shaykh. As today, we push it, they say, Loshen, Eislas, Hashem, Efer Teresecha. We can't be Mekami, this Pesukim of Taif Tayim Deir Cheretz, because you'll never have a Talmid Chacham. The only way to become a Talmid Chacham, and even that's not so simple, and even that no one is reaching the madrigas that they used to, but to become a Talmid Chacham, you have to be makdish just to sit and learn and take off the old panos entirely. And The Maisa, Halacha L'Maisa is not from it's not from Pesukim, it's not from Mor Chazah. Halacha L'Maisa is from the Shach and from the Bihalacha, and that's the Halacha L'Maisa. Another Indian that I learned today was in this week's Seder. We'll start with the Mishnah on the Pasuk of Sukkub and the Yish. We'll start with the Mishnah says in Becheres the Chavtes Amar Alaf that a Dayan Hanayut Uschori Lod and Dina Betelam. If a Dayan takes Scha to Paskin of the Torah, even if he's taking Scha from both sides, his din is bottle. If he's Machayev, he says Ruby knows Shem and money, but if he took payment for that Pesach, din is bottle. So everybody, yes, all the Rishayim Shlanga, the Achayim will talk about it. It seems for Dari Darius, but the Dinim, they were taking money. You go to Bezin, they do charge some money to give a Pesach. Well, what do you do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if they charge money, the din is bottle. So how's the Bezin ever charge money for it? So one third says the Gemara Zokten Ksub is Feferish that the Gemara says it brings a Braisa a little bit different lashon. It says Mechu Hadava, it's Mechu, it's disgusting for if a Dayan takes payment for giving a Pesach. Al din of kayamim, but din is kaim. So chayes is stira. The Gemara itself, yes, the Mishnah says din is bottle. Here it just says mechu adava, but it's not bottle. So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah in Becheres that says din is bottle is when you're charging for the service of giving a psak. My professionalism, I know the halacha. I'm going to paskin as a judge. That the din is bottle. But the Gemara in Ksubis, the Bryce in Ksubis is talking about where you're taking agav b'teila. You're taking just payment for what I missed out, what I could have worked and made money in that time doing something else. I'm just taking schab b'teila. That's called mechu adav. Oh, and that, the Gemara brings a maisa mekana and a different maisa with Rav Huna, that even schab b'teila, if it's muchach, if it's obvious that I could have made money doing something else, like you stopped me in the middle of my work, what I was doing, and I was making money, and I stopped to go passing it in Torah, and you're paying me that money, that's not even mechu adav. That's a chachin. A chachin, you take that money. But if it's not muchach, if it's not so obvious where I would have made that money, that's mechu adava. But nice is still shved today. But they didn't take money in chayre. First of all, what would they have been doing if not spending their time in the Torah? Maybe they're going to sit and learn. We can't pay them for their taking away from learning. We could only pay them for what they would have earned. What would they have earned in that time? And that amount, would they have earned that amount? That's first kasha, second kasha. Even if they would have been able to earn that money, it's chayre. It's not. It's not obvious that we see it. So all Bati Dinim are doing something which Chazal says Mechu Adava. It's disgusting. They should not do. What's up, Shad? So they all mutch on this because the Maaseh Zeh is this. All of the young, they all get paid for the work, for their time.
It's also dying.
I think, I'm trying to remember, somebody says that by shooting the Daini, I think is even worse. By shooting the Daini for sure.
But you take from both?
Yeah, even though you take from both.
What do you mean? They can make
it looks bad. Okay, well, sometimes they pass and shoot the Daini also. But I saw Shane Teres, the Shukal Teres, the Tatumimi wants to say, and on the Pasuk of Segub and the Yish. Tatumimi brings down, there's the Gemara Zokt and Sanhedrin above, the din of Segub and the Yish, you should not be afraid of someone to Paskin. When the din Torah comes to you, you should not be afraid. I'm afraid of one side. If I get involved, this guy will be ready for me. The Torah says, it's good when you have to paskin. But the Gemara says, that stavka after you heard the din Torah and you know the psak. But before you heard the din Torah, or even when you heard the din Torah, you don't know the psak yet, you're going to back out. You're going to say, I don't want to get involved. This guy is going to... He's a tough guy. I don't want to be in his bad side. I don't want to get involved. There's no din like segub neyesh moed gemara. It's brought down the halacha in Rambam Peichav Beis Hilchos Sanhedrin and Chesham Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch Chesham Mishpat says in your base of Alma Paskins also that before you hear the din Torah, there's no halacha of a segub neyesh. You could be afraid of someone. You could be afraid. I don't want to get involved in this din Torah. The lashon of gemara is Sanhedrin Davavim Beis. Shneim Shabon Adin. Two people come to din Torah before you. Echad Rach veEchad Kasha. One's an easy guy. One's a tough guy. Actually, Tishma at the very end, before you hear the entire Oy Misha Tishma Devrayan, Vieti De Lehechan De Naito. Even you already heard both sides, but you don't yet know what the halacha is. You still have to think about it, or you still want to look it up in Paiskim. You don't know the halacha yet. At the Rashoy Lehman, and you're going to have to say, Ein Ani Nisgak Nachem. I don't want to be involved with it. Shem and Nischayev Chazak, and Nimsa Chazak great for it. Moses is Beferish, because maybe I'll be Machayev the tough guy, and he'll be right with me. He'll give me a hard time. But once you heard the entire Vati Yedei Alechem the night, and you already know in your mind the halacha, you're not allowed to say, I'm not getting involved. Then everybody applies the halacha, don't be afraid of anyone. You're Mechuyev the Paskin. That's the Gemara, and that's the halacha. So it tells me Mishtelza on this Gemara. What's Pashupsha on the Gemara? What's the difference before you heard and after you heard it? The Torah tells you, you have to pass and don't be afraid of people. What's the difference before you heard it or after you heard it? So Zadim Tetmima, the Svara, that I'm heard the Gemara saying over here that this halacha of a scoop in the Yish goes on a dayan. And the Shem dayan is only a dayan that after he heard it, both sides, and he knows the halacha. Whereas people go around maybe with a title dayan, the Shem dayan, but you don't always have that title dayan. You have that title dayan, your chetzah, your agav is a dayan when you know a psak. When you heard both sides and you know the halacha, then you're dayan. And when you're dayan, then there's a din of a segub in the yish. But before you heard the both sides, or even if you heard both sides, if you don't know the halacha yet, you're like everybody else. You're not a dayan. There's no din of a segub in the yish. Meila, that's what you see from this Gemara, that you're not a dayan until you hear both sides, you know halacha. So Meila is like, maybe that's pshat in minagaynon. This halacha of dayan hanotos chori nodun is only when you're a dayan. If you heard both sides and you know the psak, and you tell me, okay, now pay me and I'll give you the psak, that you're not allowed to do. If you take money, then it's bottle. Even if it's aga betela, that'll be maybe mechu adava. But if you ask them for the money before you heard both sides, I'm not a dayan yet. To take money before you hear both sides, you're not a dayan yet. Before you know the psak, that you don't have the halacha doesn't apply. You don't got to take the money. That's what you want to see mechadish. And I'm claiming maybe even if the psak, and I know one person, he told me he went to the Torah, and what?
The halacha can hold back a psak. So if you have it in mind, you can see the psak, so you can hold back the Naish, but if you never got involved, I'm not holding back anything.
Right.
So why have to come into the
Torah? What's the third thing about it?
Yeah, why don't you come to the Torah? I'm dying. You can't hold back.
Well, so maybe you shouldn't hold back from listening and knowing the psak.
I'm not holding back anything.
Okay, my sister says, it didn't die, and then Meir wants to say the same halacha when they get taking money. And it could be even if the psak was given. Also, you're no more dying. You're only dying at that moment when you knew the answer and before you gave it. Once you gave it, so over you could take. Someone told me it was by Elam Gadol, the entire. And if the whole, if they gave the psak, he said, "Nu schabatel." That was lashon. Nu, give me the schabatel. You want to get paid for his schabatel? Because if the, you got paid, he's really more. He's also oistayin according to this shtickle. Okay, in the Sefer Ola Ezra, he also is Meir Chandinian of taking payment for the entire. But this is the Tertzmi Mesteretz.